Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yet another new NBA champion is bringing up this conversation. We do have our friend Ashley Bastock coming up in 40 minutes, by the way. And everything Zach Harper said about hating parody is the rebuttal to the parody conversation that I hate.
Oh, okay. I need to figure out where you stand on this because Zach's one of the very few people. Maybe it's just becoming in vogue now to be like, but in a parody, not for it. I think you should have something to aspire to, which I thought was an interesting little wrinkle on the conversation.
No. Great wrinkle on the conversation. I just think, like, this is the first time since the late 1970s we're seeing a string of new champion after new champion. Mm-hmm. So everyone's going, oh, well, but this is not what the league's based off of. It's like, okay, but leagues can change. And the health of the league in every other league is built off parity. It's how we look at Major League Baseball, certainly, and certainly the NFL as well. And so I think we're entering this era where on any given year, if you've got a truly great player and a few good players around him, you might believe you have a chance to win. I don't see how that can be a bad thing for the ecosystem of the NBA because we've seen – everyone gets some sort of fatigue for dynastic teams, and it doesn't take much. It takes 2-3 championships in, and you're like, all right, this is starting to feel unfair.
Yeah, but maybe, I don't know, because I wonder if we're missing the special attached to all this, right? When you were watching MJ in the 90s, there was something special attached to that. And when the numbers will tell you, I mean, everyone tuned into those finals in the 90s. It was, the best numbers the NBA's ever had when it comes to finals viewership. It's unreal. But even beyond that, let's go to LeBron. Let's talk about Kobe. Let's talk about some of these stretches. I just wonder if the past 7 years haven't been a lot of fun for people, and that's where the pushback comes in.
I think the people are the media. Yeah, because the only people I ever hear talking about the ratings is the media. I never hear one fan out there who hasn't been led to it by the media saying, hey, what'd you think of the finals? Ratings, right?
Well, no, but ratings are a reflection of who's actually watching and who isn't watching.
Well, but the causality ratings.
To garner interest.
Yeah, but the causality on ratings can go to who are the markets involved. Do you have any established stars, which was particularly an issue this year?
Okay, yeah, like, but Chicago versus Salt Lake City, it's not like, I mean, one side of that is, yes, a big market, but the other is Salt Lake City.
Yeah, but it's Michael Jordan versus Karl Malone and John Stockton.
There was 28 million people viewing in for it. Like, the numbers were massive.
Well, I just don't think it's apples to apples. You're talking about established stars. Like, at any point, by the way, Michael won.
Well, maybe that's the NBA's problem in all this anyway, though. Maybe we're not doing a good enough job, or the NBA isn't doing a good enough job with the established stars portion of this.
No, it's just taking time to reload.
So, like, wait, but when you get parity that way, and when you do have 7 title winners in 7 years, it is harder to then be like, wait, which person is the dominant force that I'm supposed to be locked in and glued into anytime they're on the TV? I can't have 7 guys be that.
But yes, we always do. We never have a face of the NBA. It's why that conversation is so reductive and point-blank stupid. Like, okay, we can say Michael was the face of the NBA. So was Shaq. So was so were a bevy of 7 to 10 players at any given point. LeBron, yes, long-standing, one of the faces of the NBA, alongside Kobe, alongside Steph, alongside any KD. So, I just... this is a new era. And so there is a lot of new, and it does take, in today's era, it does take even longer to establish and get used to the new. But just because it's new doesn't make it worse. And to me, if I'm a Cavs fan, I look at 7 titles in 7 years, and I have more hope than if, hey, I just saw 7 different teams lose to the same title or the same team across 7 years.
Oh, it definitely gives you more hope. And especially if you're in, like, if you were in the West when Golden State was going through, you just felt like you didn't have a chance. And so at that point, a lot of teams just laid down and almost surrendered for the little stretch that Golden State was going through it. And that's not good for the league.
So here's I'm so glad you said Golden State because it clued in. All I heard during peak of Cavs, Warriors, and that era was there are 3 teams going to win a championship on any given year. That means 27 teams in the NBA have no chance.
And it did feel that way, by the way. It did feel that way.
And it felt that way because that's the way it was.
I mean, one of the problems I remember having way back in the day with the NBA is that in October you could tell who the finals matchup already was going to be.
But the same people today that are saying parity is bad or, oh, the NBA is really in a hard spot because of it are the same people saying this isn't good for the NBA.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And by the way, Zach is one of those guys. I know because Zach used to be on my night show, and Zach would say things like, it's not healthy for the NBA for 3 teams to be the end-all, be-all, and every year 27 teams don't have a chance in hell.
No, it's interesting because I do think that there are definitely people that that felt that way about what was going on with the Warriors and now are looking at it and saying to themselves, I don't know, maybe some parity would be, or maybe some lack of parity would actually be beneficial for the league.
And I do think
almost like you miss it a little bit.
Within what you said, it would make sense that you get fatigue for any current trend going on in sports. But I don't know how this isn't the best. And listen, in terms of regular season play, we are at the peak of disinteresting. Fans are checked out. Players are checked out. That's not good for the NBA. We're in an era of transition where it could be Anthony Edwards that's one of the 5 faces of the league in 10 years. It could be the same 5 guys we're talking about right now, including Giannis. He could still be in the league. That lack of clarity, I think, might be tough for some fans, meaning casual fans. At the same point, when you get into the playoffs, the NBA playoffs are still incredibly watchable. The game itself, as the series progress, that was one of the most competitive NBA finals in NBA history. The thing we should be upset about is not parity coming off the Thunder winning. It's that we got robbed of an all-time Game 7 that if Halliburton doesn't pop his Achilles, I'm telling you, there's no way we don't get it with the way this series was. So, but it's just this idea of, like, the little guy can win now. That can't be bad for the NBA. We just haven't seen it since the late 70s. And I think there's a lot of people in the national media speaking on behalf of the fan who aren't echoing what the casual fan in, and when I say small markets, it's anywhere that isn't Boston, LA, Miami, or New York, that how they feel.
Well, I mean, the game definitely is way more wide open for the smaller market than it's ever been. And I don't know if we got to credit Giannis for that, for some of that, or we credit LeBron initially. I have no idea who we credit for that. But, like, the game feels you can win anywhere, and the NBA players are acknowledging that you can win anywhere.
And listen, Denver is not a small market if we talk about demographics. But in terms of how their sports teams have operated and kind of the prominence of Denver as a sports city, Jokic deserves a hat in this conversation as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think, but it's definitely evolved. And I don't even know. I mean, the NFL might deserve a little slice of this as well. If they're always trying to be like the NFL, the idea that Patrick Mahomes can be in Kansas City and be as big of a star as he is, I think does play into that as well. Like, the reach is out there. You can watch these guys anywhere. You can be a national brand ambassador anywhere in the country. These type of things matter.
I think
so. It wasn't always the case, obviously.
Specific to the question of, is parity good for the NBA? My biggest pushback is not that I definitively know that it is good for the NBA, but in Cleveland right now, guys, they just got bounced out for the 3rd straight year, genuinely swept in the playoffs, and people are like, hey, Cavs have the best odds to be in the NBA Finals next year.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Giddy up, don't make a trade.
Well, but then we also have Zach Harper joining us and telling us that it's not inconceivable to think that it'd be a Pistons and Orlando Magic finals next year out of the East.
But again,
is wild to think about.
I think for the for the mid to small market fan, I do think it's good. For the holistic health of NBA, I think it's TBD. And I just think, when we talk about 7 years in any sports league, it's such a small sample size comparative to when 99% of your of every era has been about super teams. This is new. I don't know how anyone could possibly, and it can't be about NBA ratings because the ratings are more than just, hey, it's another new champion. That's not why the ratings are down. It's OKC versus Indiana, and it's SGA versus Halliburton. One guy who people in the NBA don't think is a star, and the other who get crowned as a star in this year. So I just...
Yeah, but if you give people interesting and you give people storylines, they do pay attention. That's why Game 7 last night, I'm sure you've seen in this show, it's been announced that Game 7 had the highest NBA Finals game in 6 years.
So right there. Like, this pushes back on the idea that parody, like, I'll be honest with you, this series, and again, you know my thoughts on Halliburton entering the Cleveland series.
Yeah.
I think SGA is awesome. There's no discrediting that, but the guys around SGA, I think are they're great in individual roles. They're not 360 great. They're not three-dimensionally great. They're not every part of your game is great, kind of great with Holmgren in Williams, but... The reality is, this series was so much more compelling than last year, where Boston waltzed through every injured or in Dallas shouldn't have been their team to get the easiest title in NBA history.
Oh yeah, no, like it was much better in many ways.
This is closer to being the best title of the last 7 years.
Well, and we also
than it's Boston, who I think is the worst title in the last seven years.
But kind of to the big picture side of things, and this is where you're going to pros and cons for the lack of parity, or if you want parity. You love this series more because you got to know Halliburton in a way, in such a way that you maybe didn't know previously. Like, and you watched him, and you watched his story, and you watched everything about the Pacers. They forced you to learn about Halliburton, whether you wanted to or not. And so by the end of it, you knew everything in the world about Halliburton.
Now, I do think what's interesting is whether the NBA will allow this era of parody to continue. And I think that's...
They clearly are with the second apron and everything attached
to it.
Now, maybe they take that away.
For now. And they don't need to redo the CBA to change some of these rules here with second apron. I don't know all the details, but I definitely read a thread on it and I understood 30% of it.
Well, let's put it this way. They got what they wanted. This is exactly what Adam Silver wanted. Do you think he's happy with the results from the previous 7 years?
I think that's a complicated answer because at the end, at some point, there is a big push back against parody, and it starts with guys like Zach and a lot of people who are who I think their hearts are in the right place. They care about the health of the NBA, and if the guys that cover this league feel this way, I can tell you there are going to be people in the league who helped build the league who think we got to go back to dynastic eras.
No, you're right about that. If guys like Zach are saying it, you're right about that. And I just wonder if they're going to stay with that line of you need something to aspire to. And you need a super team to make it feel like something truly special is happening.
And here's the thing, guys. I don't think 7 years is enough to change the tune for people who think that dynastic enterprises are the way to go. And the truth is, I don't know the amount, but
I don't know either. I tell you this, though. I am having a lot more fun not knowing who's going to be in the finals in October. I really am. I'm having a lot more fun with the idea that it can be wide open. Now, and in a weird way, it almost feels like the Cavs get cheapened in this discussion because the Cavs built it exactly the way that you would want an NBA Finals contender to be built. And now the way that it's set up, it's like, oh, but Orlando can sneak in there in the final, in the playoffs.
That's what kills me about the Halliburton injury, just as a sidebar here. This is the East is wide open. It's like, yeah, unless you're still flawed. The playoffs are still built for teams to expose your issues, and your build still stinks. That's where they have the best odds to be in the NBA Finals next year. Make no sense to me. It's like you're still a flawed team, and teams are going to do the exact same thing the last 3 years that they've done going forward. You can bring it. Who's the best bench player you can think of? I know that was a terrible on the spot thing, but my point is you can bring in the perfect replacement for Ty Jerome, and you're still going to have four stars that don't fit together.
Yeah, is Ty Jerome going to end up in Orlando?
I think he's going to end up in Sacramento. 216-474-0092. Is parity a good thing for the NBA? I just don't see how we can say definitively it's a bad thing. And I think too many people are falling on the way things used to be when it wasn't all that equitable for teams in towns like Cleveland. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.